there, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
Well, Anna Grace Foreman will jump center for Mountain Home, and for Silent Springs, looks like it'll be Haley Holland back trying to win the tip. The ball is up in the air. Tip is controlled by Mountain Home to start. They'll be moving left to right here in this first half. Walker will bring it into the front court. Looks like Solemn Springs is going to start off in a man-to-man defense. Walker still has it between the circles, dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Husky. She's very near the corner. Now dribbles out to the wing, going towards the paint. Picks up a dribble at the elbow. Now kicks it out to Foreman on the wing. Back to Husky, who dribbles towards the circles. Now Martin has it, throws it to Walker on the left side. She dribbles up to the top, gives it there to Foreman. Trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Now she will give it to Pfeiffer over on the left side. Pfeiffer dribbles toward the top, now going into the lane for the layup. Rolls around, does not go, and looks like a foul be called on Mountain Home on the rebound. That's going to be on Hannah Pfeiffer. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. So we are 46 seconds into the contest as Silent Springs will get their first offensive possession of the night. Vaughn will walk it into the front court. No, I'm sorry, that's Price with it into the front court. Throws it over on the right side to Dorsey. She's going down to the lane for the layup. Loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back. 7:02 left in this opening period. Still no score. Husky will walk it across the half-court stripe. Has it between the circles. Picks up a dribble a little sooner than she probably wanted to. Now kicks out to Riley, though. That ball is actually not.
It's order pickup time all the time at Target. So, here's your cozy up on the couch with a cup of hot cocoa to check things off your ever-growing wish list at Target.com and have it waiting for you at your Target store. Guide to saving big this holiday season. Beat the crowds and skip the lines, you savvy savers. Order pickup is the quickest Target run you're ever going to make. Get in, get out, and go on your Merry Christmas way. Order online at Target.com and pick up in-store. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
The first ingredient in Swanson chicken broth sounds like this. Whereas the first ingredient in some other broths sounds like this. Water. Great in a glass, not so great in your stuffing. For a dish with rich flavor, start with a broth made with rich golden chicken stock. Start with 100% natural Swanson broth. From soups to sides to stuffing and more, Swanson broth has been trusted for generations. Swanson. Choose natural.
Now she throws over on the right to Dorsey, I believe. What goes to Price on the right wing. Her three-pointer, no good. Hit the backboard, and that was it. And Silent Springs is going to get called for the foul on the rebound. I believe that was Morgan Vaughn that went over the back there. That's her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Panthers. 5:38 left to play in the opening period, and no score as of yet. Walker will walk it into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She dribbles to the right wing, throws up top to Martin. Now she's hanging into the lane, going up for the layup, rolls around, does not go, scramble for the rebound. Walker had it for a moment, but now Silent Springs is able to come up with the ball, although they're about to lose it into the backcourt. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball. Just Price couldn't handle the pass there, and the ball goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get back on the turnover. 5:18 left in this opening period. Still scoreless. Walker takes the inbound pass from the backcourt and will walk it across half-court stripe. Dribbles to the right wing. Gives it there to Husky. Husky's hit dribbling down to the corner. She'll draw a blocking foul on Chloe Price. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Panthers here in the first half. 5:06 left in this first quarter. Still no score. Walker will inbound it on the baseline. Trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Throw it now, gives it to Martin on the right side. She's loses the handle of the ball. Silent Springs comes away with the steal. Back quickly comes Price for the Lady Panthers. Her pass is knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Silent Springs basketball under their own basket. 4:58 left in this opening quarter. And it will be, I believe, Dorsey inbounding it to Vaughn. Vaughn has it near the low block. Now gives it there near the paint to Hollenbeck. Ball goes to Dorsey, back over to Vaughn on the right wing, up top to Price. Mounts it home in a man-to-man defense. Price gives it to up the top to Buckminster. Now back over to Price on the right side. She's heading towards the free throw line, kicks out to Dorsey on the left wing. She takes the screen, gives it up top to Buckminster. Buckminster going towards the lane, now goes back out to the wing, gives it right there to Vaughn. Vaughn throws it to Dorsey, who has the ball knocked away from her and stolen by Husky. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. Husky in the front court. She has it on the right wing. Throws it up top to Fiverr. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Vaughn. Back quickly comes Solomon Springs. 4:10 left in this opening period. Vaughn throws it to Price in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Chloe Price puts Solomon Springs on the board first with a little over 4 minutes left in this first quarter. 3-0 is our score. Here is Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right side. Now takes a screen, goes up top, throws it out there to Foreman. Over to Pfeiffer on the left side. Her three-pointer, good! Hannah Pfeiffer with her first 3 points tonight. We're tied up at 3:36 left in this first quarter. Price into the front court for the Lady Panthers. Throws over on the right side to Vaughn. And an offensive foul away from the ball. Looks like an illegal screen is going to be called on Hadley Hollenbeck. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Lady Panthers. Kyra Penn checking into the game for Mountain Home as she replaces Emma Martin. Penn, a 6'1 junior. Solomon Springs had a few subs. I'll see if I can go through those as I can. Pfeiffer into the front court, gives it to Foreman, now to Walker. Oh, back over to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer with all six of Mountain Home's points, and the Lady Bombers have their first lead of the night, 6-3, 3:07 left in this first quarter. Ball's up at the top. Throw goes over there on the left side now to Knoll, who just checked in. That's Kinley Knoll, a 5'9 senior. Ball's now with Price over in the right corner. Now she'll throw it to Emery Brown, who also checked in just a little bit ago for Solomon Springs. Here's Knoll with it once again. Her pass was well wide of Price. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on the turnover. 2:43 left in this opening period as the Lady Bombers have possession once again, leading 6-3. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She has it between the circles. Now drills toward the left side. Picks up a dribble, gives it there to Penn. Back up top to Walker. Solomon Springs once again in the man-to-man. Walker takes the screen, drills to the left side, gives it there to Husky. Thought about the three, now dribbles up to the top. Now throws it up to Pfeiffer on the right side. Now she's heading into the lane, going up for the layup. Off the glass, no good, but a foul be called, and she'll head to the line for a pair. 2:09 left in this first quarter as that foul is on Emery Brown. Her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Panthers. Brown, by the way, a 5'8 junior. So Hannah Pfeiffer at the free throw line for the first time tonight for either team. First shot is up and in. One more free throw for Pfeiffer. And she gets both. She has all 8 of Mountain Elms points. 8-3 is our score. Again, a little over 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Here is Price into the front court. Throws it over on the left side to Knoll. Now she's heading down towards the lane. Kicks it out to Williams Loftus, who also checked in a little bit ago. That's Kirsten Williams Loftus, a 5'6 senior. Ball's with Knoll on the left side now. Up top to Brown. Over to Price on the right wing. Price looking to make a move toward the paint. Now she kicks it out in the right corner to Knoll. Her three-pointer, good. Kinley Knoll with her first 3 points of the night, and that cuts Mountain Home's lead to 2. 8-6 our score, 90 seconds left in this first quarter. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles toward the right side. Gets it there on the wing to Husky. Husky throws up top to Foreman. Back over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Her three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound by Foreman, but she was on the baseline, and Asylum Springs will get it back on the out-of-bounds call. It was a good try there by Foreman to get that rebound, just a little too close to the line. 1:13 left in the opening period. Asylum Springs with another chance to either tie or take the lead. Ball goes over on the right side to Williams Loftus. Now she's trying to figure out where to go. That loses the handle of the ball, scramble for it. She's able to get it back, but her pass is knocked away by Walker, stolen by Foreman, and back come the Lady Bombers. 53 seconds left in this first quarter as Mountain Home has the ball back, leading by two. Walker has it just inside the half-court line. They may hold for the last shot of the quarter. Here's Pfeiffer with it now on the right wing. Throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Walker on the left side. Walker's going to dribble up near the circles. 25 seconds left. Walker's still dribbling. Now gives it to Pfeiffer. It looks like they are going to hold for the last shot of the quarter. Pfeiffer throws it to Foreman between the circles. Back over to Pfeiffer on the left side. 8 seconds left. Pfeiffer takes the screen, now kicks up top to Husky. 4 seconds, she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound comes to Price, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Asylum Springs 8-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425.